We had some great teams in Ishpeming this weekend at Country Lanes. The Ishpeming Rotary raised over $2,200. And a team called the Unknowns with Tanya Nicholas and her crew, they raised over $3,000. And Tanya and her team have been participating for over 6 years, and they've raised over $9,000 for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And they call themselves the Unknowns.
The Unknowns.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine
they're getting well known.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And they should be.
But yeah. A great start, and it continues on now over the next few days. Tell us what the schedule is now.
We're in Marquette, right next door at Superior Lanes. Thursday, there's a happy hour bowl from 5:30 to 7:30. Friday, there's two shifts, 5:30 to 7:30 and 8 to 10. And then Saturday, there's three shifts, 2 to 4, 4:30 to 6:30, and 7 to 9. And there's still plenty of time to get a team together. It's easy to raise pledges. You can do it online. Just email friends and family members. It's quick. And there's a minimum $75 that people need to raise, which is pretty easy to do.
So really, if someone's listening this morning and they're thinking about doing something fun with some folks in the office or maybe some friends, family, you still can get involved, which really then what would they do? Go to the website and sign up or
they
call you?
They can go
you,
to the website,
what?
Which is www.bbbsmqt.org, or call our office at 475-7801 and sign up a team online, or we can sign you up. You bowl a two-hour shift, you get two free games of bowling and your shoes and a cool t-shirt, and your name goes in drawings for door prizes.
Well, it sounds like you've had a great response so far, but there still is room for more, and hopefully we'll get some folks involved with that. But seeing these kind of numbers coming in and these groups stepping up, it really seems like it's really getting embraced by these folks.
It is, and so far we've raised close to $23,000. Our goal is $40,000, and we've got a ways to go, but we think we're going to make it with all the great support we've gotten from all these community people.
It's interesting when we talk about this. It's a fun thing to do, and we always talk about bowling. We've talked about it on the show here.
Yeah, we sure have.
It's like, you know, you never think about really going to go do it, and then when you do it, it's like, why don't we do this more often? But
exactly.
This is for a great cause, and if people, just with these shifts that are coming up here at the Superior Lanes, if someone doesn't have a team, I'm sure they could stop in and still make a contribution as well, too.
Sure, they can. And they can, if they want to come in and bowl, we can put them on a team. They can just raise money as an individual. If they don't have time to bowl, they can do that as well.
One of the things, Jane, is that we talk a lot about events, activities that you do with the agency, but let's talk a little bit about what Big Sister or Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about.
Okay. Big Brothers Big Sisters has been in the United States since 1904 and in Marquette County since 1969. A lot of people don't know that it's a long-standing organization in the United States. And our program is very simple. We match kids with a caring adult in a one-to-one relationship, and they spend regular time together doing activities of their choice.
And it's really just an opportunity for young people to maybe get a relationship, perhaps a role model that helps them with their formative years.
Yep. Some of these matches last a lifetime. We have one man in Marquette. His first match was in Oakland County, and where he retired in Marquette. He's been a big brother for over 30 years. Hmm. He's had five little brothers.
It seems like a very rewarding process as well, that those relationships, like you say, last a long time, but you also see the little brother, so to speak, a little sister, kind of to grow and into an adult.
Yes, that's true. And one thing many people in Marquette don't know is that one in five children in Marquette County lives in poverty. And the biggest factor that can help a child lift him or herself out of poverty is a caring adult in their life, a role model, a big brother, a big sister.
So if someone is interested in doing that, what is the process? I'm sure you have some checks, you fill out some applications, maybe get background check or whatever. But
right.
You know, if someone wants to do it, what is the process?
They can go on our website and fill out an application or call our office and we'll mail it to them. We do background checks. We interview the prospective big brother, big sister in their home, and then they're considered ready to be matched. So it's a fairly simple process.
Fairly simple, but also can have some very long-lasting rewards, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, with the big brothers, big sisters, the funding, of course, comes from things like the fundraiser that you have going on right now, which is Bowl for Kids' Sake. Tell us again what the schedule is for the next few days for folks to get involved.
Okay, the schedule is tomorrow, Thursday, Superior Lanes, 5:30 to 7:30, Friday, Superior Lanes, 5:30 to 7:30, and then the second shift, 8 to 10. And then Saturday, 2 to 4, 4:30 to 6:30, and 7 to 9.
And all of the proceeds raised go to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties. And I know that you've had a lot of response so far, but there still is room for more.
There's always room for more.
So if you want to get involved, the number's in the website again.
Okay. Our phone number is in Negaunee, 475-7801. And the website is www.bbbsmqt.org.